Mike Florida in the studio, and do you want to know about golf in the wintertime? Oh, yeah, because you're going to play golf in the summertime. And joining me in the studio is Phil Pennell, who is co-owner of Superior Fitness. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you here. I'm not much of a golfer myself, Phil, but I have played golf of late. And I can tell you what, you know, getting a chance to work out many times over the years, I know that there are specific things that people can do to help whatever it is they want to do, especially to help their golf game. Talk about that for us.
Yeah, we have a really interesting season around here is that, you know, when we start to watch golf on TV, we have hundreds of inches of snow outside, so we can't really do anything to get out and hit some golf balls right now. So one of the best things that I've tried to implement in the area is try to get a little bit more exercise related to golf. Try and get people moving in a specific way that their golf game can potentially improve and hopefully reduce the chance of injury that can happen with people golfing. You see a lot of times they go out and it's April and the range just opens. It's a little bit over 50 degrees and they end up hitting a couple bags of golf balls and all of a sudden their lower back's hurting, their shoulder's hurting or something. So the idea behind this is that if we can add a little bit of specific exercises and increase some golf-leticism in them, that hopefully they'll be ready for the season when it starts.
I like that term, golf-leticism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a thing, Phil, where a person can actually improve their drive, make it straighter, maybe even drive farther, for example?
The idea behind it is that, you know, golf is a sport, and we have to look at it like we're going to train just for anything else. And you would see strength and conditioning programs associated with football and basketball and all the other sports. So with golf, we want to try and address it the same way. So definitely, you can see some improvements in the game. I was going to say that we don't necessarily address the swing as much. That's where someone like a golf pro will come into play. And I mean, they went to school for that, and that's their specialty. My job is just to try and get their body working as best that they can.
I played 18 holes twice last season, and I found out how strenuous and how difficult sometimes that can be, especially if you don't work out to begin with to prepare for that.
Absolutely. The golf swing, we look at it and we think it's kind of the lazy man's sport, is that we're just cruising around in a golf cart and not really doing a whole lot. But if you think about it, the average golfer, when they play 18 holes, if they're walking, is walking 6 miles. So first of all, you got to take that in consideration in the body. And then you're swinging an impediment, a golf club around your body, trying to hit this little ball and then chase it. I mean, it's a lot of force that you're actually putting through, and then we want to make sure that you can do it as continual and repetitive as possible.
How can people contact you, Phil, and find out more?
The best way, honestly, is just through my cell phone at 906-362-3452 if they want to get a hold of me. We also have a website, superiorfitnessup.com, if people want to contact us through there, and I'd love to get anything going for them.
Do you recommend that people come in and talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, the Superior Fitness is a little different. We don't necessarily have a membership, so people can come in and check it out. We're more of a golf or a personal training studio that does offer some golf training as well. But anytime they want to come in and check it out, we'd love to talk to you.
Where are you located?
1310 South Front, in the same building as the Women's Center.
Okay, so they go down to South Front and they find your spot and come on in and discuss and find out what you can do to help them. I'm sure you're going to look at them and some people are going to come in fairly fit and other people are going to come in maybe not so fit, but you're going to need to tailor a program specifically for the individual.
All types of people, beginners and you know, whatever it may be, if they've ever swung a golf club before, if they've been playing for the last 30 years. And the same thing with exercise. People come in and they've never lifted a weight, or they've always been scared of a gym before, or they hated gym class because they felt so embarrassed, or they've got someone that's ran a marathon before. That's the fun thing about what I do, is that people come in of all skills and all experience, and then hopefully we can take them in and take them to the level that they're hoping for.
Tell folks one more time how to get a hold of you and where you're at.
Cell phone is probably best for me, 906-362-3452, located in Superior Fitness at 1310 South Front Street.
Phil Pennell joining us in the studio, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.